This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله.
اللهم
صل على
محمد.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. الله قبلها إلا أنت. صلى الله عليه
وسلم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwallah azza wa jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in you and I a love of Allah, a fear of Allah, and a hope in his mercy that extends in this life and into the next. Allahumma ameen. Last week we spoke about the importance of taqwallah. And we said that taqwa is something that we detect by having a knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wanted inshaAllah today that our discussion is about the importance of questioning, asking questions. Asking questions is one of the most significant ways that Allah demonstrates a transmission of knowledge to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for those who are asking those questions of him. So you will find regularly in the Quran the statement قُلْ, respond with this answer. Some of the most important surahs that we have in our Quran that have the simplest but the greatest meaning are things like قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ قُلْ عِلْمُهَا. Answer them, respond to them. Hundreds, thousands of occasions in the life of the Prophet ﷺ where he is asked about real and material things that are seen and witnessed and observed, and also hundreds of instances where he is asked about things that are beyond the knowledge of what is seen and witnessed and heard. Both of them become very significant for us. The life cycle of a believer is three important steps, and I call it a cycle, as the ulama of our deen have said, that these three points in your life are meant to continuously revolve each and every day or week or month or year. You go from one point to the next, to the third, and then you go find yourself back in the first point. The three points are really simple. The first is al-ilm. As a believer, the thing that invigorates you, increases you, prospers you, benefits you, assists you, is knowledge. And knowledge for us as Muslims is of two levels. The knowledge of the witnessed and experimental and the physical and tangible, and the knowledge that is received as revelation to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you know, the more you recognize where you can improve. So the next point leads you from ilm to tawbah. The word tawbah is used wrong sometimes by us as Muslims to simply as an understanding, I did something wrong, I have to fix it. So I make tawbah, tubtu ila Allah, I ask Allah for forgiveness. Tawbah is not meant just to be for something I did wrong and I need to fix it, but it's also meant to be something that inspires you to discover the way to become closer to Allah. Why did the Prophet ﷺ make tawbah 100 times in the day? He didn't make 100 sins. The meaning of tawbah for the Prophet ﷺ, for righteous people, for good people, is not that they made a mistake, so now tubtu ila Allah, and oh Allah, forgive me. It's that, oh Allah, there's things I can improve in. There are things I'm doing well in, but I need to do better in. Oh Allah, assist me in that. How do you recognize where you can improve? Is by learning more. Ilm leads you to returning to Allah, asking for more. You were thirsty, you drank, but you get thirsty again. You have a thirst for Allah. What do I mean by learning and knowledge about Allah? Most people will have knowledge about God, but they don't know God. I want you to think about that. Most people know things about Allah. Who is Allah? He is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, He is Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. We know things about Allah, but not everybody who knows about Allah knows Allah. That Allah has become important to them, that is a part of their life. يَشْهَدُونَ لَهُ فِي حَيَاتِهِمْ, that they witness Allah in the good and the bad of their life. That Allah is not just something they read about or heard about or are told about, but it's a lived experience walking in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore there is al-ma'rifah anillah wal-ma'rifah billah, knowing about Allah and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you become more knowing of Allah? It's that second point, tawbah. What does tawbah then require? It takes you to the third point called al-mujahada. You struggle. You then say, hey, this is something I learned about, something I know I can improve in, something I know I need to change or fix. Now here is the third point. I need to work hard. I need to make mujahada lin-nafs. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who work hard to please us, those who endeavor and strive to become better as the days go by, they will be the ones that I will guide. There will be many dua you and I make, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, that will not be answered by Allah in the way we want. You might ask Allah to cure an illness, and Allah does not cure you. You might ask Allah to provide for you an increase in your rizq, and you become more in need of Allah than increasing in your rizq. You might ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make islah and correct your children, and they drift further away from Allah. You might make dua that Allah repairs your relationship with your spouse and it becomes worse and you end in divorce. You might ask and ask and ask for things that you want in what your mind tells you this is good for me. But in Allah's wisdom and knowledge, that the divorce you endure, the illness you make your mujahada with, the struggle of you trying to upright your children actually benefits your Islam. You become a better Muslim because you worry about your children's Islam. You begin to go to the masjid. You begin to say, I'm worried, I need to do better. So all of a sudden, what you were asking Allah to give you without energy, without effort, Allah gives it to you, but not in how you wanted it, not when you wanted it, not in the way you wanted it, because that's better for you. But there's one dua that is always answered by Allah when you ask for it sincerely. It's the dua you and I are going to make, the first dua of the Quran. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. That's why it's the first dua of the Quran. Guide me, O Allah. Allah, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. My children, my wife, my job, my food, my house, my mortgage. I don't know what to do. And you're making dua for those things when in fact the dua that you and I need, ihdina, guide me. So I wanted to speak about the importance of asking questions. And I wanted to show you that some of the most serious questions that you and I may be scared to even think about, the prophets of Allah, Allah shows us in the Quran, they ask them. Because Allah wants you and I to open the door for our children, for our hearts, for our communities, to not have a question in their heart that they do not resolve, because that small question at a moment, if you leave it, opens dangerous moments and doors of doubt about Allah and about faith. Yesterday, a sister from the United Kingdom, she messaged me. Her best friend has a major skin illness. Water, when it touches the skin, it cuts open the skin. And subhanAllah, our sisters, after they have had their menstrual cycle, they have to make ghusl. And subhanAllah, the doctors, they said to her, water shouldn't touch your skin. And the sister is asking on behalf of her friend, Sheikh, her legs are all psoriasis, it's a major problem. Does she have to take, what can she do? And I said to her, it's in our deen, we have very simple guiding principles that when there is hadar, when there is danger, yurfa. Everything that is legislated by Allah is lifted. Don't worry about ghusl. Make tayammum. Make the ghusl of the parts that are not affected. Wash your hair, wash your face, wash your arms, wash your legs, but don't go near the area that's hurt. Where do we get this from? In the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, look at the importance of asking questions. Some of the Sahaba were traveling together. One of them fell off his camel, hit his head on a rock, and it split his head open. He began to bleed out, lost consciousness, is going to die. His companions, his friends, Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, they help him, they tie a tourniquet, they collapse his turban on him, they stop the bleeding. After 2 or 3 days, he wakes up. Alhamdulillah, getting better. They feed him and they medicate him, and then the time of salah comes. So he asks them, he says, Atawadda, should I make wudu? Inni akhsha, I fear for myself, لو نزعت عمامت, if I take my turban off, I'll start to bleed again, or if water touches this womb, I will get an infection, a problem, I may die. فَقَالُوا قَالَ اللَّهُ, they said, they have knowledge. They said, Allah says in the Quran, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا. If you don't have water, make tayammum. But we have water. You should make full wudu. He said, are you sure? They said, Allah only said in the Quran, if you don't have water, we have water. He took it off, made wudu, and died. They buried him. Janaza. And when they return to the Prophet ﷺ, they come home. And they tell him what happened. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, what happened? قالوا, Ya Rasulullah, we told him, no, he needs to make wudu. You know, mashallah, he's shaheed. You know, he died from wudu. Mashallah, he died for salah. This is the mentality that some people wrongly have. What was the Prophet's response? He said, قتلوا. They killed him. ألا سألوا? How dare they not ask? How dare they not ask somebody who understands the meaning of the verse? How dare they just look at the Quran and think, just on my own I can understand it. ألا سألوا? How dare you not send someone to ask me to save this man's life? قتلوا. إنما شفاء العي السؤال. Look at the word of the Prophet ﷺ. This becomes an asl, a foundation in our deen. The cure to the disease of ignorance is to ask a question. SubhanAllah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ asks Allah, not because he doubts, not because he doesn't believe. He asks Allah, he says, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. Oh Allah, show me, not in my dream, not when I'm asleep, not I want to see a vision, I want to see with my eyes how the dead will be brought back to life. The bones after people are how, Ya Allah? It's not that I doubt. Allah asked, Awalam tu'min? Ibrahim, you ask this because you don't believe? قَالَ بَلَا وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Allah, of course I believe you have the power to do this. It is not that I doubt your power, but my heart, I want for it tranquility. I want to make something for my heart that when I'm asked, I can say, Allah showed me. When people question me, I have a response. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ أَرْبَعَةً types of birds, colors of birds, types of birds, فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ cut them up into small pieces, mix them up, ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا take those birds and mix all in different parts of the mountains far away from each other, ثُمَّ ادْعُهُمْ call them, يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا they will come together and flock to you. SubhanAllah. Musa, look at each of the prophets, Musa alayhi salam. He said, Musa speaks to Allah. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهِ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا Allah spoke to Musa. Musa speaks to Allah directly. No Jibreel, no hijab. He says, Rabbi, in Surah Al-A'raf, Rabbi, أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ Oh Allah, I want to see you. قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي Musa, you cannot see me. I am رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ I'm the Lord of all majesty, all jalal. Your human being and figure in this life, in this dunya, cannot behold. Imagine the ulama, they say, if you cannot look and just look at the sun, you as a human being now, just go outside 1 o'clock in the afternoon and just look at the sun, you will blind yourself. The sun, a creation of Allah, will blind you. How dare you think you can behold the majesty of the creation of all that is created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this life. لَن تَرَانِي You will not see me. But, look at subhanAllah. Look at how Allah gives reason and shows evidence. وَلَكِنْ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ Look to that far mountain in the desert, Ya Musa. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي If that mountain can behold an iota of my jalal, my majesty, if that mountain can remain, فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي I will permit you to see me in this life. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ When Allah let His honor in part be known to the mountain, it was destroyed. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا Musa alayhi salam fell down in our books of tafsir dead. Allah brought him back to life. It's for this reason in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ says, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَنْشَقَّ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرُ I'm the first to exit my grave, but I will be astonished to see that Musa is already close to the Arsh of Allah. I'm the first. How did he get there so quick? And then the Prophet will say, لِأَنَّهُ Perhaps it's because غشي عليه في الدنيا. He experienced that first wonderstruck that Allah allows him this honor in the Akhirah to witness Allah in that moment. Isa, and we're speaking about the top of the prophets of Allah. Isa alayhi salam. Allah says to us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, he came to the people. And by the power of Allah, تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. All of the miracles we know about Jesus, the most magnificent of them, you summon the dead from the grave, they come back to life. Imagine the Hawariyin, the believers. The Sahaba of Isa, they see this miracle. And yet they say, we need one more. They say, make dua to Allah. يُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Ask Allah to bring food, a table of food from the heavens for us to eat. We want to eat the food of heaven that we know أَنْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَ that our hearts will have no doubt and that you are truthful to us. After everything they see. Isa alayhi salam, he makes dua to Allah. He doesn't say, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, how dare you, I would never ask of this, you've seen too much already. What does Isa say? قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, bring it down for us. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكِ. It'll be a sign for you from the beginning to the last of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. I will bring it for you. And the one who eats from it and then disbelieves even after this, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ will be punished in a way like no other human being will be punished. Questions drive knowledge which builds yaqeen. And when we stifle questions, when there's a question in our heart and we ask it to the wrong person, you have the reaction of the Prophet ﷺ. The cure of illness is to ask a question. Not to ask a question to the internet. Not to go on YouTube and let me find my own answer. But to ask, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Ask the people of knowledge. And not because somebody has knowledge of something, it means they have knowledge of everything. And not because somebody knows something about it, that it means that the answer they gave is complete to you. You are permitted and requested to ask more if there remains a need. Let never there be a question in the heart about the seen or the unseen that is not investigated by the righteous, for the effect of the one who does not ask is that their iman begins to decline. And one of the reasons why we see a struggle with some of our educated young Muslim men and women is that the questions that they have were not given a platform and a space to be asked, and the ones who are answering the questions may be answering it from a position of power, not from a position of reason. And both are detrimental to iman. What is the solution after jilsatul istiraha? We'll speak about three important remedies. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. اللهم صل على محمد. استغفر الله. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. First and of the most important is to begin to take the learning of Islam seriously. To begin to take the learning of Islam as my own duty, not the duty of my parents for me, or my spouse for me, or the imam for me, but to become more acquainted and literate about the word of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one will tell you about Allah better than Allah. No one will teach you about Allah better than his own words, the Quran. No hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is better than the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. But they come to explain what Allah has already mentioned about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it becomes important for the young and the old, the men and the women, the new to faith and the new to practicing of Islam, and those who are mature in it, to become more literate, more acquainted, more investigative, more critical of the reading and their study of the Book of Allah and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad as a personal duty for themselves. Number two is to find those who can mentor you in your faith that are of assistance to your iman. Many people, they have this mistaken understanding that the only one who can help or the only one who can speak about Islam has to be a sheikh or a sheikha. No. The Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Even if it's one verse and your understanding of it is correct, you've been taught it and know it, share it with another. فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَ مِنْ سَامِعٍ. Perhaps the one you narrated to may understand it better than the one who's narrating it. And you and I, we have a duty to our friends and our families and our neighbors and our community to share what we know about Allah and the Prophet Muhammad in the capacity and in the framework that we are capable of, not to go beyond our limit. But this does not mean that we do not make a Quran class unless a sheikh is teaching it. Sadly, this is a mistaken understanding. For yourself and your family and your neighbors, bring families together, make an usra, read from Riyadu Saliheen, read a chapter of the Quran, make a book club where you study a hadith or a chapter of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Invite a guest speaker, invite somebody even online to share. Enroll your children in online education programs. Make them aware of the deen of Allah in the plethora of activities that are there. Third and finally, ask Allah for guidance. We come back to that dua that is never answered. Ihdina. Notice this dua, it's not ihdini, guide me alone. When you and I pray now, we say ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Lead all of us, our neighbors, Muslim and not, to a straight path. Guide us to good. Lead all of Australia to that which is a righteous way of life, a happy way of life, a contented, balanced way of life. Guide all of us to that which is pleasing to you and protect us from any disobedience and any sinfulness. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Take seriously the dua of requesting hidayah. Take seriously your reading of Surah Al-Fatiha. Take seriously making dua for the hidayah of your children. Allahumma hdi abna'ana wa banatana. O Allah, guide our sons, guide our daughters. Allahumma hdi shabab al-muslimin, guide the youth of Islam. Allahumma hdina wa hdi bina. O Allah, guide us and guide others with us. Use us for the guidance of others. The hidayah is the dua that is never turned away from by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a life of happiness and contentment, of balance, to remove any doubt and questions from our heart, to lead us to being able to be upright in our teaching, in our practice of faith, to be models for good behavior in our homes and beyond, and to assist us in the call to a tawheed of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our school, our staff, and our students, to lead our board to that which is pleasing to Him, to allow us to begin the 2022 year in Khair in Al-Amin College, and to bless us in Australia with safety and protection from illness. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlivens the sunnah and its practice in our hearts and homes, and sends the light of guidance in our behavior. Hada wa sallu ala al-habibi Muhammad. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين والآخرين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين هذا وأقم الصلاة اللهم صل بسم الله فاستووا تراصوا واعتدلوا.
Let's switch it off. Yes, humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. اخشعوا في صلاتكم وصلوا الصلاة مودع. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Lower your head in humility to Allah. Keep your eyes fixed at the place of your sujood. Consider this could be a final prayer for us today. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Tabaraka ismuka. Ta'ala jalaluka. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتاه يا ويلتاه ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحانه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا من فدا ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمد طيب. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم. إله إلا الله. آل محمد كما بارك الله فتنة الأحياء. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. السلام. من الجنة السلام. اللهم احمني على ذكرك وشكرك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Jazakum Allah khair. If you haven't already scanned in with a ScanWA, please do so on your way out. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina wa ala alihi.